company better internet. AT&T Fiber delivers a faster internet experience with 25 times faster upload speeds than cable. Visit att.com/25x faster.
Limited availability in select areas based on Internet 1000 wired upload connection speed versus major cable providers 1 gig service with uploads of 35 megabits per second. Restrictions apply.
Four delicious new restaurants are now open in Round Rock at Kalahari Resorts. Local diners are invited to enjoy Double Cut, a premier steakhouse. Sortino's Italian Kitchen with authentic Italian for the whole family. Belux Grill and Bar for scratch-made burgers, shakes, and bowling. And Cinco Niños, modern Mexican fusion and expansive tequila bar. Open to the public. Stop in. Menus and hours online at KalahariResorts.com.
Hi, I'm Jenny Covert from Covert and Bastrop. We're so excited that it's time to get out and get going again. We're all going at our own pace, visiting familiar places and seeing family again. And when you're ready, visit us at Covert and Bastrop. We have a selection of both Chevy and GMC trucks, Chevy, Buick, and GMC cars, all in one location for you to choose from. We want to be your car dealer. Let us prove it. Covert Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, 702 Highway 71 in Bastrop, or online at covertbastrop.com. Find new roads.
Summertime pool time. Gotta stay cool time. Shopping specs online. Order up a chilled wine. 2-hour delivery. Specs with the chivalry. Lower prices you'll agree. Shop specs and you'll see. Specs keeps you carefree. Huge selection is the key. Savings bigger than a tree. Need a snack? Try the breed. Got a crew? Grab three. Specs wine, spirits, beer. Shout specs, we all cheer. Check them out. The fun starts here.
Are you tired of being sidelined by nagging pain? Hi, I'm Emmitt Smith, Hall of Famer and Dance with the Stars champion. Happy to tell you about QC Kinetics and their biologic therapies for treating pain without drugs or surgery.
Are you suffering from chronic pain in your hips, knees, shoulder, or lower back? Are you tired of living with arthritis pain? QC Kinetics offers natural pain treatment that can repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints.
Listen, I know pain, and I've seen firsthand how powerful biologic therapies can be. Patients at QC Kinetics rave about their result because they're getting their lives back. They're getting moving again.
These exciting regenerative treatments used to be available only to pro athletes like Emmett. Now they're available to anyone thanks to QC Kinetics. Call today for your free consultation.
Get long-lasting results from my friends at QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 512-593-4303. Two area locations, QC Kinetics, 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaqueroscafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Woo! You better put them hands.
Put them together for Wednesday on B&E. Dragging you up over the hump. It's going to be 97, 98 degrees today. We know that. It's hot. It's into July. We're almost into August, for crying out loud. But a lot to do coming up this hour. We'll talk to Bobby Burton, an absolute college football and recruiting industry innovator for 30 years. Bobby's been doing it. Really started the idea of covering recruiting on a local and then national level. And he's got a new project coming. He's currently at Inside Texas. We'll talk with him about this changing landscape and this unbelievable week that it's been for Texas and Oklahoma and their move to the Southeastern Conference. And a lot of perspectives from Bobby coming up. Also, speaking of the eight remaining Big 12 teams, what are their options? We'll sift through those as well. What can Texas Tech do realistically? What's the next step there? When I look at it, Buck, it feels to me like Baylor might be in the toughest spot. I don't know. I mean, I feel like
Damn, coming off a national championship.
I know. Well, I mean, look, it is true. I did look into it yesterday that the Pac-12 does not affiliate with religious-based universities.
Yeah.
They just don't. So that would eliminate TCU and Baylor from conversation with the Pac-12 if they wanted to go there, not Texas Tech and not, you know, Oklahoma State potentially. You know, ACC, I think, could be a possibility. You know, if you're Baylor and you want to play alongside Duke and North Carolina. And
if I was TCU and Baylor, ACC would be, like, nice.
And, again, the argument the other way is, you know, if you're TCU, does it, if you're the ACC, you know, if you want to spread your brand,
Dallas market?
Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. You know, it's not the big schools in the state of Texas, but at the same time, it's Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It's Waco, which is not much, but at the same time, I do tend to think these conferences are going to expand by two. So if I'm looking at the ACC and they said, man, could we add West Virginia and TCU? Well, that'd be pretty good. Well, that leaves Baylor out. The Pac-12 is a non-starter because of the religious affiliation. I don't know what those schools are going to end up with, and it's unfortunate, but it is where we're at. I mean, I could see Iowa State and Kansas rolling into the Big Ten, West Virginia, TCU potentially, but maybe ACC wants Oklahoma State, not TCU. This is where...
Well, Texas Tech has to make a decision on if they're going to head on to the Pac-12. But if I were them, I wouldn't wait too long if I'm TCU. Texas Tech, if I were asked to go to the Pac-12 and, you know, Oregon, Washington, UCLA, USC, I would take those trips if I were their fans.
I would too. And if I were Texas Tech, I would try to unite with Oklahoma State because those are the two state schools that thought they had companionship with Oklahoma and Texas that they'd be taken care of and aren't going to be in this case. If they could lock arms on this and say, look, gosh, you remember Oklahoma State has not just a first year president. They have a new president who we met at Big 12 Media Days who's been on the job a month. And they have a new athletic director shepherding them through this frontier. And T. Boone Pickens, who was so influential for so long, he's deceased and gone. And
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, but boy, could you argue to the Pac-12 that, hey, we would get you into the state of Texas? There's some natural rivalries that we could build with Oklahoma, with Colorado and potentially Utah and Arizona State, in addition to the schools on the West Coast. So we'll see. But we will look into that coming up. Get Bobby's thoughts on that here coming up as well. But first, the headlines, trending topics, including the goings-on in Tokyo. Top Gun, Lawn Equipment Rentals bring you the news. Headlines in the 8 o'clock hour every single morning. Let's start with the latest on conference realignment, so you're in the know and where things stand. As of yesterday morning, Texas and Oklahoma did indeed send their letters to the Southeastern Conference, formally requesting to become members of that conference, members 15 and 16. SEC president scheduled to meet tomorrow, at which the 14 members expected to vote, and all expectation is they will approve the request, and some suggest it could be a 14-0 vote. Board of Regents of both Texas and Oklahoma have called meetings for Friday. More drama at the Tokyo Olympics with the announcement today, overnight in the United States, but today in Japan, in Tokyo, that from USA Gymnastics, the defending Olympic champion Simone Biles has withdrawn and did withdraw from the final in the individual all-round competition due to concerns over her mental health or continuing concerns. Of course, the four-time Olympic gold medalist, 19-time world champion, has drawn criticism from some for dropping out of the team competition at just one event in. For the same reason, she now not competing on the individual level. Also in Tokyo today, USA basketball back on track. Remember, lost to France in their opener, but turned around and smacked down Iran 120-66. Dame Lillard had 21. American swimmer Katie Ledecky won her first gold medal of these Tokyo games. She did it with the first place in the 1,500-meter freestyle. Fellow American Erica Sullivan finished second, took the silver. USA's total medal count now up to 30 with 10 gold. Baseball last night, Astros even their series in Seattle at a game each with an 8-6 win. Yordan Alvarez with a 3-run homer in the first. Miles Straw had a big 2-run double as part of a 4-run fourth inning that became the difference in that ball game. Before the game, Astros made a trade with the Mariners. They did switch dugouts and locker rooms. Houston sent third baseman Abraham Toro and reliever Joe Smith to Seattle for relievers Kendall Graveman and Rafael Montero. Graveman is the key to the deal for Houston. He's got a ERA sub 1 in 30 appearances this season in Seattle. Rangers, meanwhile, broke their 12-game losing skid with a 5-4 win over Arizona. Joey Gallo hit his first home run since the All-Star break. Round Rock split a doubleheader in Reno. They're back home tomorrow night to open up a 12-game homestand. And despite 22 active lawsuits filed against Deshaun Watson, According to the NFL, there are no restrictions from the league on the quarterback's ability to participate in club activities. That would include the first practice for the Texans going on right now down in Houston as training camp opens there.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Come to Top Gun and buy or rent the equipment you need for your construction and lawn projects, and you could win a bottle of 1942 Don Julio tequila or Blanton's whiskey.
TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
All right, so we'll dive back into those other stories. And, you know, Deshaun Watson, Buck, practicing this morning down in Houston. You got a new head coach in David Culley trying to maneuver
that. No, you can't go in the huddle. Get out of the huddle. Deshaun, get out of the huddle. I know you're really, really good. You're a great player, but no, you can't be in there with the number ones right now.
Yeah, something. How about that? The Texans reached out to the NFL for something, and the NFL issued a statement just saying, no, he's good. He's good.
Until the games.
Our investigation is ongoing. He's good.
He's right now, he's on a knee, leaning on his helmet, and he's like, what am I doing? I'm going to do some little jogging here.
Is he going to walk in flip-flops in a Kevin from the Office t-shirt like Aaron Rodgers did yesterday with his man bun? I don't know. All right, let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Canteen Hotline. Really excited to talk to Bobby Burton. You'll talk about changing landscapes of college athletics. Bobby's been doing it a long time and seen a lot. 30-plus years as a college recruiting expert. Bobby helped really start the industry, started Rivals, Horns 24/7 Sports, and got a new project coming as well. Currently, he's working at Inside Texas. Bobby Burton joins the show. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. Bobby, yourself?
Good. Y'all have 22 allegations against you for anything?
I do not.
Six or seven, maybe, but not 22.
Yeah. Well, you know, NFL says he's good, so what a story. Hey, so, Bobby, the week, I mean, you've been around a lot of historic weeks in your time, you know, as we have here. But, gosh, I mean, you can even put into perspective what we're watching happen with Texas and Oklahoma and the move to the Southeastern Conference.
You know, I was thinking about it this morning. It hasn't even been a week.
Yeah.
I mean, right? It happened last Thursday, and today's Wednesday, and it's been a whirlwind. I think that it is amazing to me just how much college sports can change on a dime, right? I mean, a week ago, I mean, you're thinking that Iowa State is thinking about a possible Cinderella season. With their top running back coming back, a good quarterback, a good receiver, some good defensive players. Now they're wondering, you know, what league they're playing in a few years. Baylor, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State. I mean, all these teams, while it's easy for the players, I think, to focus on the task at hand, the fan bases themselves are left in this kind of never world, you know, that they just don't know what's going to be next. Obviously for Texas and Oklahoma, it's more a time of excitement, I think, and moving forward. So it's definitely interesting to me because I don't know that I've ever seen something happen so quickly that upset so much. Yes, we've seen conference realignment before, but this scale in this state is different right now.
You know, Bobby, in a world of haves and have-nots in the landscape of college football, now for the Sooners and for the University of Texas, you have to go with the big boys. You have to go play against them. You have to go compete against them. And financially, you don't really have a choice. You can stay in the Big 12 and lose out, but this thing is headed towards some real superpowers. And if you're not one of them, you know, there's only a couple schools going to do that. Notre Dame can do it. They can hang out by themselves with their own TV network. But you've been upholding the Big 12 for a long, long time. There's no doubt about what Oklahoma and Texas have been doing in the Big 12 when it comes. And I guess sometimes you just have to lead the family, and you hate it. Well, I'm not saying they actually hate it, but you just have to go, right? It's that time.
Yeah, I think they're making the right move, to your point, Bucky. My thought process on it is that, and someone wrote a piece yesterday where 12 of the highest rated 13 games in the Big 12 this year for television were included either Texas or OU. So the idea that somebody else is close or reasonably close from a TV viewership percentage is just untrue, right? Now, competitively, they are. But really, if Texas and OU want to get paid what they're worth, they need to go somewhere else. Otherwise, they're just lifting up others. And that's what's happening. I think that that's why the move is there. I also think that, talking to one administrative official at Texas, he told me that in his heart of hearts, he just thinks this is the right move for Texas. He thinks that they need to join a conference of similarly large universities and compete at the very highest level, not kind of hide out and bring up the Big 12.
Yeah, and could argue that's what helped keep Texas in mediocrity at this point, and maybe you got to raise that bar. Oklahoma certainly has been the standard on the field, but to that piece, I read that too, Bobby, and it was interesting that not only did 12 of the 13 highest rated were Texas feature Texas or Oklahoma, games that didn't feature either of those two teams that were on television rated alongside of the American Athletic Conference and, Conference USA as far as TV viewership, which is just brutal. I mean, if it wasn't one of the big two, it really got no TV sets, and that's the bigger picture on the front. But Bobby, you've been covering the Texas program and college athletics a long time, as we documented, 30-plus years. And this, are you surprised how quickly the leadership at Texas has changed opinion? You were here, but you were covering before Mack Brown and DeLoss Dodds and all that. But man, I mean, this, it was always thought that the SEC wasn't even an option. It wasn't a good cultural fit, political fit. But in the end, it's where everything's moving. Are you surprised with Jay Hartzell and Kevin Eltife how quickly they've just, put their head down and say, nope, we're going to be aggressive and this is where we need to be?
Yeah. Speaking of that, I remember when Bucky became a coach at Texas. Recruited Ricky, but yeah, I remember when he walked in. I was working for the football team at the time, and he walked in the door, and I'm like, okay, they're here. The new crew is here. I was working for Mike Arias in the film department.
Wow, yeah, and then I went downstairs and saw the weight room under where all the bat crap was, and I was like, wow,
what a dump.
Wow.
The thing that as far as the leadership is concerned, I really, really believe that they are taking a proactive approach. Really, not for the first time ever, but they're taking they're trying to leverage what Texas can be. And I don't believe that previous university leadership was necessarily trying to leverage Texas in a similar fashion. And what I mean by that is really, you look at what's going on, and Texas played nice a little bit. Okay, A&M, you can leave. We'll just stay in the Big 12 and make money through the Longhorn Network, and that, our extra money that way. They placated some people when they did that, because they officially look like the bully by trying to engineer and move to the Pac-12. The thing that's happened with the SEC in the interim, and why I think it provides political cover to Texas bigwigs, so to speak, is, there's this thing called NIL now, which I'm sure everybody's aware of, that takes the idea of being able to compete illegally that some of the SEC schools have been accused of in the past, and kind of throws that notion out the window. So Mack Brown, having talked to Mack about it, he never wanted to go to the SEC. He thought, oh, they're cheating too much over there. I can't, there's no telling what they'll do, And I feel like DeLoss Dodds felt somewhat similar. And of course, because of that, the president's, of the university through the years also felt that way. But in the last year or two, I feel like Texas has come around on that. And then NIL really, I think, put it over the top where, okay, let's just go with it and try to find the best place for us, because truly the money is a difference maker here. I mean, Texas could grab $20 more million a year out of this move within a short time frame. And so I feel like Kevin Eltife and those guys have been extremely diligent and maneuvered with acumen. I mean, they're really strong, and Jay Hartzell has done a great job supporting that.
Yeah, Texas is just going to have to understand it's not about getting Volkswagens and Jaguars. It's going to be about getting John Deere's for families now. I mean, those John Deere's cost an awful lot of money when those kids start saying, my dad's got a farm. I'm not worried about me, but we need a couple tractors. Those things are expensive. You know, Bobby, those things cost a lot of money. Let me ask you about Steve Sarkisian. Do you yes. think that Steve took this job knowing what was about to happen? He was going to take this job anyway. This kind of job you don't turn down. I don't care where it's going. It's Texas. I don't care what kind of seasons they've had. It's still Texas. Do you think he knew all this thing was in the works before he took this gig?
Yeah. I mean, I think that he had some inkling that Texas wasn't sitting pat. We've heard some scuttlebutt from recruits that Texas had talked about the potential of moving conferences, not necessarily only to the SEC or whatever, but that Texas was talking about it. But, you know, you hear that type of stuff from everywhere. So we kind of, in some ways, you discount it, right? Because it's just recruiting scuttlebutt. I mean, Buck, you've been involved in those things where wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah, this might
sure.
happen. I think that I do believe that he was not necessarily completely in the loop, but somewhat vaguely aware that it was a possibility. I'll put it that way. But you know, I don't know that he took the job with that in mind. To your point.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you wonder the same for Chris Beard, who had a decision to make.
That's true.
Replacing Shaka Smart, and now here he is building a heck of a roster early. Bobby Burton is with us. Want to hear about Bobby's latest venture that's exciting, that's coming online. He's at Inside Texas right now doing great work covering this story and covering the Longhorns. The recruiting perspective, Bobby, you've got the 3 decades of experience we've talked about. I mean, with NIL, with this power conference, I mean, is there any way to gauge how recruiting changes and evolves in the coming years?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be really clear really quickly that Texas and OU are going to go after the top kids in the state and be and more apt to get them now. Texas has lost quite a few kids to Ohio State, for example, in part because they play in the Big 12. Not solely. I mean, Ohio State's winning like a big-time program should, and so that's that. The thing that's going to change is going to have to change for Texas A&M, is they really – the Aggies did a great job, more so with Jimbo Fisher than Kevin Sumlin, of leveraging their SEC exclusivity within the state. Hey, if you want to play in the best conference and stay in state, we're the only place for you to do that. And that resonated with a lot of kids. DeMarvin Leal, the best defensive lineman at A&M. That was a primary reason for him choosing Texas A&M. And he's from San Antonio, so he has to go past Austin to get to College Station, you know. Those types of things happen, and they are going to impact recruiting on a go-forward basis. So A&M is going to have to change its approach somewhat to in-state kids. It doesn't mean it necessarily loses any appeal in the process. It's just they're going to have another hand in the kitty jar, so to speak, when it comes to talking about the best conference, the one that puts the most players into the NFL, and being able to stay within the state of Texas.
No, Bobby, I'm going to get in trouble for this because I always do on our specs text line here. But doesn't Texas eventually, because they're going to tell me that I'm just being a little pussycat, don't they have to win when they get to where they're going? I mean, are kids still going to places to build programs, or are they just going to winning programs a lot now?
So, you know, I think they go to winning programs first and foremost, right? That kids like to win. Everybody likes to win, right? You two like to win your ratings wars and all that other stuff.
Yeah,
we all
right.
do. And so I think that's part one. Part two is, you know, Texas has a long history, big brand, offers some things off the field after college that may be better than some other places and that they can push. But ultimately, you have to win to keep your street cred, so to speak. And I think that's one of the reasons why Texas has lost some key recruits as well, like you mentioned. I mean, if Texas were killing it in the Big 12, I don't know that the SEC move is done even because if they're killing it, you know, they could be like Clemson and just going in a weaker conference to the playoff championship every year. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one idea. The other is that because you're in that conference in the first place, access to talent is going to be higher. Fan passion is going to be even higher because instead of bringing in Kansas or Kansas State and DKR at 90,000 or 85,000 because not enough fans from the other teams come, you're going to be bringing in LSU or Arkansas that are going to bring 10, 15,000 fans. And so all of a sudden, it's just a better atmosphere to, for kids to be in. It's more festive. It's more interesting, both on television and in person. And kids are going to be swayed by that. So I think being part of it also matters. It's not just you have to win. I think being part of that process is can be attractive to kids.
Bobby Burton, always a wealth of information. Know you're busy, Bobby. Hopefully we can do this more often as this story evolves. And I know you guys are killing it over at Inside Texas. What's to come? What's the next phase of your decades and decades of being on the forefront of new things?
Well, I mean, in the next week or so, I know we started Rivals.com, I guess, back in 2000 or so, and we started 24/7 in 2010. And me and a few partners are getting ready to start a company called On3.com. And like, I would say that from a technology standpoint, the recruiting industry, as far as fans are concerned, have stayed pretty stagnant over the last 15, 20 years. It's all about message boards and, insider scoop. It's not a full-on college sports news desk. So one of the first things we did at On3 is hired someone who I've read since he was at the Dallas Morning News. And then he was the first beat writer for college football that ESPN ever hired, and that's Ivan Maisel. So we hired Ivan first thing, I think, in May or June, and he's ready to go for the season. We've got several other national writers as well as, the individual team sites, which I think are so important to college sports fans because, you know, college sports fans at Texas, they don't just want to know who the first string offensive line is. They want to know who the next man up is at offensive guard. Because if you're really a Longhorn fan, you're into it, you know? And so we're going to come at it from all angles at On3. And we have some tricks up our sleeves and things we're thinking about as far as the recruiting and player database that hasn't really been iterated on in 20 plus years too. So cool. We're excited about it.
Yeah, I think August 15th I saw on the launch date of that. Our friend Jerry Hamilton's part of that with you as well over at Inside Texas now On3. Ivan Maisel is a star and Matt Zenitz. I mean, it's a really great team. Excited for you, Bobby. We'll keep pushing it and excited to learn more about it as it comes online. But thanks for the perspective and we'll do it again soon.
Thank you, Bobby.
Hey, good. Yeah, good luck, you guys.
Thank you, man.
All right, Bobby Burton. On3 Sports, it's called. It's on3.com or On3 Sports on Twitter. Learn more. That's going to be a go-to, an absolute go-to for information, college sports, recruiting from the high school level. Really good stuff. And it is interesting. We'll pick this up on the other side, Buck, of how, Texas had, remember when A&M moved to the SEC and it was immediately said, well, they can't even win in the Big 12. Why are they going to the SEC? A&M would then tell you, one of the reasons we've grown the program is that we're competing now with the best. And to compete, you got to compete. And when A&M first got into the SEC, you had the immediate success with Johnny Manziel and a Heisman Trophy, but it became pretty clear pretty quick that Kevin Sumlin just wasn't the right coach, right? He was not up to snuff for the SEC or the SEC West, and they went out and spent a boatload on Jimbo Fisher. But immediately what A&M fans would tell you is they immediately had better home games. They had a great environment.
The environment's different.
The schedule was awesome. Everything that comes with the SEC and a Saturday in the SEC changes perspective. I know over time the recruiting has changed, and then going and getting Jimbo Fisher has changed it. And now they feel like they're competing on a high level nationally with Jimbo Fisher. That's obviously the argument that Texas will make with Jay Hartzell and Kevin Eltief is, hey, we're not getting it done here. And maybe part of our own problem is being in this conference and allowing ourselves to be mediocre. We need to raise our own bar and compete with the best and give our fans the best games on Saturday and compete with the best, not in just recruiting, but on Saturdays and every week in college football. We'll see. That was the A&M argument, and they're on their right track now, 10 years in. I don't know if it takes Texas 10, but I would argue that if Steve Sarkisian is indeed the right coach, it can turn pretty quickly.
For sure. You have all the means.
You start turning some of these kids that are going to Ohio State and Alabama and A&M, all of a sudden they're choosing Texas and you're winning these recruiting battles. It can turn pretty quickly in that
regard.
All right. We'll take your thoughts on that. Good to hear from Bobby. On3, Sports is on Twitter, and on3.com is where you want to check that out. We'll be back. B&E with you. Get your blitz ready before the end of the hour. Got some salacious gossip, but we'll be right back.
Marching southbound up along I-35, some demonstrators, and that's going to be in the Georgetown area right now, heading toward Round Rock, and eventually they're going to make it to downtown Austin. So this is going to be an ongoing issue here as we roll along. I-35 is going to be affected, frontage road, and maybe some main lanes too. So just keep that in mind as the time goes by here this morning, Georgetown to Round Rock right now. And also, we're checking off to the east of 183 or Ed Bluestein. We've got that road shut down, FM 969 at Decker. That's due to an investigation of an earlier serious crash that occurred overnight. Not much else unusual happening on the main lanes, at least not much else that we don't expect for this time of day. We're in the final clearing stages of the crash over at Breaker at Stone Lake in North Austin. I'm Don Miller, and that's your traffic.
CBD folks, listen, I love telling you about Caliper CBD powder. And look, if you're already a user of CBD and you're a believer, you understand the benefits of it, however you're getting it, you need to try Caliper CBD. And if you've not tried the CBD and the benefits, you need to try Caliper for yourself and get on the train. Because here's the thing with the CBD. We know over time now it eases those everyday aches and pains. It does for me. You sleep better, snoozing better, stressing less. And but Caliper CBD powder is raising the bar on CBD because it's the only powder on the market. It comes in a little sugar packet looking thing, 20 milligrams prepackaged, ready to go. And you pour it into any liquid that you're drinking. So coffee in the morning, tea for me in the morning, I pour it in there. Water would be fine. And you don't taste it. It's tasteless. Really organic, but it delivers 30 times more CBD than CBD oil in the first 30 minutes. So you feel the benefits quicker. Absorption, everything you want. It's the best science and proven expertise through rigorous testing. It's the best. It brings that clean flavor, that consistency, the convenience, and it's always THC-free. And I want you to try the Caliper CBD powder. All you have to do is order your first try. They give you a month's supply. When you go to trycaliper.com, C-A-L-I-P-E-R, but we go to that website, trycaliper.com, but put a slash and then put my first name, Aaron, E-R-I-N, and they're going to give you 20% off your first order of that. 20% off to try it. Plus, if you don't love it, after 30 days, they'll give you a full refund on your experiment there. So check it out, trycaliper.com/Aaron, E-R-I-N, if you want to try it out. Or check out your local Circle K. They've got it as well. It's Caliper CBD powder.
It's Mr. Real Life and Real Talk himself, Tyler Campbell, hosting a collaborative panel July the 29th at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with my father, Pro Football Hall of Famer Earl Campbell, renowned neurologist Dr. Edward Fox, and Dr. Annette Okai. On top of that, patient advocate Sarah Garcia, as we discuss living with multiple sclerosis. Thanks to MVP sponsors Biogen, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and tailgate sponsors Genzyme and Genentech for bringing this thing to life.
This is Chad, and we at The Horn would like to thank Total Men's and Total Care for their support over the past 14 months. They've provided COVID testing and vaccines for us. Why Total Men's? Their focus is on primary care for men, and they accept all major health plans. They're the largest men's focused health care group in Texas and can get you same or next day appointments. They handle everything from low T, annual physicals, and lab work to sick visits, high blood pressure, COVID testing, and more. I've personally been a patient of theirs for 3 years now. Book your appointment today at TotalMens.com. Total Men's, the doctor's office just for men.
If you're thinking about a compact tractor and you want the best, you can afford a Kubota. Hi, I'm John Ewald with Ewald Kubota. Come into one of our 10 locations and check out the Kubota L2501 tractor package deal, which includes a four-wheel drive tractor with a hydrostatic transmission, a front loader, a rear mower, a box blade, and a trailer, all for one low price. With a deal this good, you can afford a Kubota from Ewald Kubota. Check out our package deals at ewaldkubota.com.
Bucky here for Jaguar Land Rover of Austin. It's that unique car buying experience that you deserve, and a huge part of that is the Snell family, and their intent is to earn your trust each and every day, like they've been doing since 1973. They believe it's a privilege to be the provider of all your automotive needs, and Damon Spears and his staff, they make it so very easy to buy a Jaguar or a Land Rover. Land Rover of Austin, they're a 9-time Pinnacle Award winner for overall performance. Come test drive that 2021 F-Pace or the the Discovery or to Discovery Sports. And don't forget the Range Rover. Take a drive in the 2021 Defender, the SUV of the year. They're the very best when it comes to service, sales, and making it quite simply easy to buy that brand new car. Beautiful showroom. You may come in as a customer, but folks, I guarantee you this, you're going to leave as part of the family. Jaguar Land Rover Austin. Jaguar, no ordinary cat, no ordinary car. And of course, Land Rover, above and beyond. 1515 West 5th Street, Austin, Texas.
Hurry in and beat the price increase during the Factory Mattress Summer Savings event, featuring six premium mattresses on sale for less than $600. Due to supply chain issues, mattress manufacturers are going to be raising their prices in the next month, so the time to buy is now. Beat the price increase and get 0% financing for 5 years and even free next day delivery, setup, and removal.
My Factory Mattress.
Shop a huge selection of in-stock inventory and lock in your savings on Tempur-Pedic before the price goes up on America's most highly recommended bed. Plus, with exclusive access to advanced RightFit sleep mapping technology, you'll be paired with the perfect mattress for your specific needs. So hurry in and save during the Summer Savings event only at Factory Mattress, where we have sleep down to a science.
My Factory Mattress.
Hey Austin, Craig Way here, and we at The Horn would like to personally thank Total Men's and Total Care for their support over the past 12 months. They literally provided COVID testing, vaccines, and other healthcare services for us at The Horn, and for that, we want to say thank you. Guys, we literally trust Total Men's with our own healthcare needs, and you should too. There's four things I want you to know about Total Men's. Number one, they focus on providing primary care for men and are in-network with all major healthcare plans here in Austin. Number two, as the largest men's healthcare provider in Austin, they can get you in the same or next day by visiting TotalMens.com. Number three, they handle everything from low T, annual physicals, lab work, sick visits, high blood pressure, COVID testing, and much more. Number four, and this is most important, I've personally been a patient of theirs for nearly 4 years now. Their mission since day one has been to change the face of men's healthcare in Austin, and as they approach over 20 locations, they're doing exactly that. Book your appointment today at TotalMens.com. Total Men's, the doctor's office just for men.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, man, great debates this morning. Good conversations. We've got salacious gossip and your blitz before the top of this hour. It'll be a short segment because we ran along with Bobby, but I thought that was worth it. Bobby Burton, getting his perspective on this rapidly changing landscape, to say the least. Got this tweet that I find interesting. We always appreciate your contributions on the Specs text line at 337-3776. Also, you can hit me up on Twitter at Aaron Hogan, E-R-I-N-H-O-G-A-N. Bucky is on Twitter, but doesn't check it much. He's there. And Bucky Godbolt, Isaiah Collier is also there at, what's your Twitter handle say? I got to get it right because I go to your Twitter all the time. But
ain't that underscore Zay.
It's the underscore I always forget. Ain't that underscore Zay. Ain't that underscore Zay. It is Zay. He's right there. But this tweet is that came at us, or at me, was interesting, that says, and I know there's a lot of fans out there that maybe feel this way, and I think it's a worthy topic, because it says, E and Buck, you guys team too okay with Texas and Oklahoma and the SEC and ESPN destroying college football and dozens of FBS programs like Texas State, etc. Yeah, I mean, look, is that happening potentially? Are we becoming more and more? It's always been the haves and the have-nots in college athletics and certainly in football. But, I mean, I don't know that you can blame ESPN runs a TV programming network. They want to put sports programming on television. That's what they do. And they're looking to acquire the most eyeballs as possible and then sell that advertising to create revenue. I mean, it's a business. To argue that Texas State should be on even footing with Texas, that's never going to happen. And yes, with name, image, and likeness and the stripping back of the amateurism of college athletics, which has been farcical for a long time, is going to exacerbate that. I don't think there's any question that it's going to get further and further apart. But is that Texas and ESPN and Oklahoma destroying college football? Or is that just college football evolving and becoming... I mean, as I've said over and over, I think people understand this, but I don't know college football is the second most popular and most profitable sport in America, period. Number one is the NFL, who have a goal of being a $20 billion industry, and they're on their way. 10 years ago, they were a $10 billion industry. The goal is to be 20, and they're getting there. The second most profitable industry in sports in America is college football. More than the NBA, more than baseball, more than hockey. And just because the amateurism rules have been in place doesn't mean there weren't mountains of money and waterfalls of money being made. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And this isn't what you play. And so this is why I think it's great for Texas right now to have a businessman at the president's office and Kevin Eltife, the chairman of the Board of Regents, a business guy from the McComb School of Business. They're both Longhorn graduates, Longhorns, and they're both business people. And Isaiah Collier, this is what you have to be right now in college athletics. The shroud of amateurism is gone. And if you're not competing in it, and Texas State has to get there too. I mean, everybody's got to get on board and figure out where the dollars are. But it's not Texas and Oklahoma's job to drag along the Big 12 Conference, which they've been doing. It's, as we said earlier, if you read Stuart Mandel's piece in The Athletic yesterday that points out that, you know, 37 of the top 40 most watched games in the Big 12 in the last three seasons have featured either Texas or Oklahoma or both playing one another. So 37 of the top 40, that's 90% of the games. But the more alarming stat for the remainder of the Big 12 and why it is impossible to debate that that Oklahoma and Texas weren't dragging the Big 12 along is Isaiah, if there was a matchup of two teams that didn't feature Texas or Oklahoma, so if K-State played Texas Tech or Iowa State played West Virginia, insert any other game matchup here, the TV ratings were along the lines of Conference USA and the American Athletic Conference. That's the eyeballs that were being drawn to those games. That's, you know, so if it didn't include one of the flagship schools, one of the top two, no one was watching. And that's why Texas is going to the SEC. It's a business, eh? And you've got to go where the dollars are, or you're going to get left behind. And, I don't know what the tier system will look like in the coming years. But, yes, it's going to be more and more like Premier League soccer. There's going to be a top tier, there's going to be a second tier, and then there's going to be a third tier. And they're not going to have the ability to play up into that top tier, but maybe. But it's going to look more and more like that as the amateurism, idea gets torn down more and more.
Yeah, you got to be able to adapt. And I damn sure wasn't watching Oklahoma State versus Kansas State or something like that. Like, that's ridiculous. And to have people who aren't, that's part of their alma mater, watch those games wouldn't make any sense, especially if those teams aren't competitive. So I'm good with a Power Four conference, like Power Four.
Well, and I think that's where we're heading, and I don't know how all the winding roads to get there, but it's happening quickly. I heard Bobby Burton mention it and said how quickly this has happened, but I think the demise of the Big Ten is 10 years in the making. When A&M left and Missouri left, and on the heels of Nebraska and Colorado, and then they replaced them with West Virginia and. Band-Aids. This wasn't going to be a growing conference and a thriving conference. And, Texas is just going where the power is going, and you've got to play in that conference. And if you are indeed headed to, 64 teams, 16 four-team conferences, some suggest it doesn't even need to be that many. I mean, the top tier is going to end up being the top 30. And if you're in that, that's where the top football is going to be played. NCAA is going to become further and more irrelevant as it pertains to football. And, this is where Greg Sankey at the SEC has talked about, or at least, criticized the NCAA. Someone's got to lead this. And is it a 32-team power conference that is somewhat of a combination of SEC and Big Ten? And SEC rolls Clemson and Florida State and some other big dogs in there to go with Texas and Oklahoma. And, these are the teams that play for the national championship. Does it eliminate the rest of the field? Yes. And is it a business? Yes. Does it going to get, I just said 32, by the way. That's the size of the NFL. I was completely a Freudian slip, but that is the number of the National Football League. But it is where it's headed. But you have to realize the money that's in the industry. The money is so overwhelming that you can't prevent it. You can't stop. The minute the universities began to take the dollars and leave, not just be academic institutions that are schools of higher learning, they became businesses. Each of them, they all became businesses, and they're in business together. And then, for the bigger picture, and that's where this thing stands right now, as this thing moves forward. And everyone, the remaining eight schools in the Big 12, have to find a soft landing spot. But I don't know that you blame ESPN or Fox TV for wanting to make a profit on their business and their industry. They want to put the best games on, get the most eyeballs to create the most revenue. And that's what funds this whole thing, Zach. That's what funds all of it, is the TV. And obviously there's the changing landscape of that media with streaming services and everything coming online, how that changes. But it's all at the end of the day about dollars and cents. We know that.
Yeah, and we talked about this, what, a few months ago when the Premier League, they were trying to get all the best teams over in Europe in soccer. And then,
yeah, that was the Super Premier League with 12 teams, right? Just taking 12. And that went over very poorly. But, you know, they've talked about it in golf, too. Or when if you look at the world of golf, I mean, there's 8 or 10 golfers, really maybe 5 golfers, who actually move the needle as far as TV ratings and get people to watch. You know, there's been talk that the top golfers should just start their own tour. And, you know, it'll get put on TV. They'll make a bunch of money. And who are these scrubs at the back end? I mean, that's, you know, it's business. But at some point, there has to be a control of it. There's got to be some reasonable conversations. But at the same time, it is the second most profitable sport in our country. We come back. Load up your blitz. Always good. They've been good this week for sure. Good to hear from you. 447-3776. Only as good as you make it. Next, a little gossip in there as well.
It's time for the Bud Light Summer Games moment. A look back at the history and great moments of the Summer Games. Now, here's Craig Way.
The 1976 Summer Olympics in Montreal were the first to be held in Canada and featured more than $5 billion in cost overruns. The highlight of these games for the United States was the 5 gold medals earned in boxing from Howard Davis Jr., Sugar Ray Leonard, Leo Randolph, and the brothers Spinks, Leon and Michael, viewed as the greatest boxing team ever assembled for an Olympics. Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci won the women's all-around with 2 perfect scores out of a possible 4. Perhaps the most bizarre moment of the games occurred when the Olympic flame was doused in a rainstorm, only to be relit by a staffer with a cigarette lighter. Olympic officials then quickly doused the torch and relit it with a backup of the original flame. Because of the 1979 Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan, 66 nations chose to boycott the 1980 Summer Games in Moscow. Those nations included the United States, Canada, Japan, and West Germany, and led to a far less televised and covered Olympics. The Soviets and 13 countries in the communist bloc would return the boycott in 1984, but the United States was in the process of hosting and dominating those games in Los Angeles. That story is coming up in our next Summer Games Moment. I'm Craig Way.
This has been the Summer Games Moment, brought to you by Bud Light.
When fun finally returns, Bud Light legends don't just come back. They come roaring back, carrying a cooler full of Bud Lights, an inflatable dolphin, and those Velcro pads with the balls that stick to them. And this summer, with a cooler at their side, they're gonna make up for all the fun we've missed. Welcome back, Bud Light legends. It's time to take summer by the coolers. Cooler up at BudLightLegends.com. Enjoy responsibly. 2021 AB Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflow and allowing you to better communicate within your organization and with your customers. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. Great people, great service, endless possibilities.
At Henna Chevrolet, we don't waste your time with tricky pricing games and gimmicky commercials. Instead, we simply guarantee the lowest price on our entire inventory without exception. Visit HennaChevyAustin.com and shop with confidence, knowing the price you see is the price you'll pay, and it is literally the best price in Austin. When savings and selection matter most, there's only one place that guarantees you come out ahead, and that's Henna Chevrolet. Find new roads. People who like more money like Henna Chevrolet.
I needed to sell my second vehicle in a hurry, so after getting it appraised at CarMax, my buddy told me I could get $500 more at Henna. Sounded too good to be true, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't the easiest $500 I ever made.
Just present your written appraisal offer within 7 days, and you'll get $500 more guaranteed. Come get your money at HennaChevyAustin.com.
Find new roads.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan for Bowl and Branch Sheets and Linens. And listen, folks, why do so many people invest so much on a comfortable mattress, then not put as much thought into the care to the sheets that you're going to be sleeping on night after night? Well, I recently bought some Bowl and Branch sheets and bought them as a gift for my wife, thinking she's going to love these, and little did I know how much I was going to love their high-quality sheets. I can tell you, folks, the signature hem sheets from Bowl and Branch are bestsellers for a reason. They get softer with every wash. We're talking about a buttery soft, lightweight, 100% organic cotton satin weave that's perfect for all seasons. And Bowl and Branch, folks, is a great company founded by Scott and Missy Tannen, the husband and wife team. They were looking for higher quality sheets, looking to raise the bar on their night's sleep. Couldn't find what they were looking for, so they started the company. And it was founded to give more sleepers like you and me choices for higher quality sheets at a fair price and get you a better night's sleep. I want you to try these, folks. Go to the website, bowlandbranch.com. It's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Try them for yourself. And my listeners get an exclusive $50 off a purchase of $300 or more with promo code HORN. Bowl and Branch sheets, folks. Can't recommend them enough.
Four delicious new restaurants are now open in Round Rock at Kalahari Resorts. Local diners are invited to enjoy Double Cut, a premier steakhouse, Sortino's Italian Kitchen with authentic Italian for the whole family, Belux Grill and Bar for scratch-made burgers, shakes, and bowling, and Cinco Niños, modern Mexican fusion and expansive tequila bar. Open to the public. Stop in. Menus and hours online at KalahariResorts.com.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FILL.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs. Specs wine, spirits, and finer foods. You're on the way. Less to pay. Everyday store. Cheers to savings.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No games, just the gossip brought to you by Bud Light. So many Bud Light occasions during the hot summer months here, July into August. Remember Coke Fest? Coke Fest right around the corner. First, weekend of August, August 6th and 7th out at the Hutto Park at Brushy Creek. And, of course, Bud Light and Michelob Ultra, our friends at Brown Distributing, such a great partner on that event for 2 days of country music and fun. And I know it's hot. It's August. But, Buck, if you've never been out to the Hutto Park at Brushy Creek, it's right along the creek. Mm-hmm. Trees all over the place.
Lots of
smoke. Great shade. They've got they do a great job. And the Bud Lights, of course, can keep you cool. You know, we'll do a water and then a Bud Light and then a water and a Bud Light.
Seltzer.
And then the Bud Light seltzers. Those are only 100 calories. Yeah, always great as well on a summer day. Whatever you're doing, do it with the ice cold Bud Light, the number one dang light beer in the world. Plus, those Bud Light seltzers are really good, too. All right, Buck, do you or your wife, Isaiah, you or your wife have anything on your clothing? Do you have any clothing that has pineapples on it?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I say that because apparently this is a deal. Like, so if you have a shirt or your wife had some earrings or jewelry that had some pineapples or something, apparently, I didn't know this, the pineapple is a signifier that you're a swinger. Like, swingers inform other swingers that they're swingers through the use of a pineapple.
My ex has a pineapple tattoo.
Oh!
Think I can go to Marshall and pick up some clothing?
Well, I mean, you might get hit on by some swinger couples. If you're out with your wife and you're wearing a pineapple shirt, they might say, hey, you want to hook up?
Can I get one for a hat? There's a big old pineapple in the middle?
Sure. Yeah, it says right here that this is what it turns out to be. So be careful. Like in your house, if you've got like pineapple on the wall or a picture or, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Pineapple's not my thing. I don't really think I have anything around. I don't even have any pineapple trinkets. But that doesn't mean I can't go get some.
You know, you can see that being a problem. Like, you're on vacation, you take a cruise, or you go somewhere, and your bathing suit's got pineapples, and a couple next to you starts rubbing up on you.
Somebody says it's the upside-down pineapple.
Oh, upside-down?
I've seen that before.
Ooh, the upside-down?
What the hell if I've seen an upside-down pineapple on some gear.
Ooh. Well, I mean, you have to have, like, a code word.
Yeah.
You got to be able to speak in code.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I know women love when men eat pineapples, if you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, peaches too?
Cool. I don't know about peaches.
That's a thing? Pineapples too?
They just like when you eat pineapples.
Dude,
that's what I heard.
Learn something new every day.
By the way, was your ex-girlfriend a swingers, maybe?
I don't know, but my mom told me to get out. That's all I know, and I did because I listened to my mother.
There you go.
It says, Edie, you were just on vacation. Did you figure this out personally? No, I did not. That did not happen. Did not happen. That is not being reported, nor was it factual.
For hookups at HEB. Boy, do I know about that.
Remember we used to have the stories like out in Steiner Ranch, it was like the three rocks, like they had a three rock thing that you put out on your...
That makes me look. Every time I go by a place, that why are you piling rocks? Why do you have three rocks or four rocks in a pile? I'm like, if you think that's art, that looks like crap, whatever it is. Do you just not want to lay the rocks down, you want to put them on the top, or does it really mean something?
Ooh, this says, yeah, you put pineapple decorations on the front of your house, too. Our best friends are swingers. Interesting lifestyle choice for sure. You know, if it's just mutual and you've consensually agreed to this, then that's how the relationship you want to have.
But
I don't even know if you need pineapples. We got social media. That's got to be an app for that,
true,
right?
It's got to be an app by now.
Meet other local swingers.
The pineapple app.
I'm going to open a bar called Pineapple or something.
There you
go. Let's open a restaurant. But yeah, that is... It is an odd lifestyle, Buck. Not to judge, but man, if you just like swapping around.
I don't like swapping spit. Just don't. No. No. Don't like swapping all that spit. No, thank you.
Ooh, somebody just said, one of our female listeners was pointing out a lot of swingers in Circle C.
I used to live in Circle C for a long time.
Is that where Zay's ex-girlfriend lived?
Yo, that's where my in-laws live.
Oh, see?
Oh, boy.
Well, be careful.
Be careful with the pineapple.
With your pineapples.
Nice.
And Zay give you the advice, eat the pineapple. According to Isaiah Collier.
There.
Write that down.
The weekend is coming. Here we go.
The weekend is coming. Oh, boy. Well, still 2 days out. We're getting over the hump today. But this says gnome on your porch and upside down pineapple.
Don't say anything about a gnome. I have a gnome. By the way. I have a jockey. Yeah, that's right. I still have the little, not the guy with the lantern.
It's kind
Mine's
like the
is
guy,
gray.
It's kind of like the dude at Whataburger that said to you, hey, do you smoke? You got to know if they smoke, right? You got to know. So like, that's what the pine, you got to have the symbol.
Yeah, do you smoke? I'm like, what are you talking about, weed? That guy at 3 o'clock in the morning asked me that. Do you smoke? I'm like, what do you mean, cigarettes or weed? What are you talking about? I said, obviously, you're high trying to give me a Whataburger. It's crazy.
All right, let's hit it. Your Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Yeah, that's the same dude that reached up on the top of the machine with no gloves on, reached up there and was looking for something, and then said, hey, do you want this last, what was it, apple pie, hot apple pie? I'm like, no, I'm going to pass there with that hand up there. No, I'm not going to let you give me an apple pie, hot or not. First Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, I just want to say happy retirement to my former boss, Gary Gossett. He's a big-time Longhorn fan and a big-time fan of the Horn.
That was awful nice of you. Next Blitzer, you're up. Hey, your junk is not working, dude, today. What's up?
I know, dude. I had misfired there. Sorry about that, Total.
It's the pineapple talk.
Total!
Yes!
Did I just hear you say John Deere? NILP is going to go buy John Deere for his pup?
Yes.
What's wrong with you, man? He's going to go buy a Land Rover. And I said, Total, just because you have an almanac doesn't make you a farmer, Total.
I'll tell you, Farmer's Almanac on the money right now. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, this is the Pastor Smasher.
Hi, Smasher.
And I'm going to wear my pineapple shirt to Lakeway HEB.
Or any HEB. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Anyway, this station can help out Mongo McMichael. He's got ALS.
And you cannot call yourself a competitor if you don't compete. Something about when the tough gets going, the going or the tough get going.
Yeah, something like that. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Muggy.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, you remember back when you were a kid and you used to blow bubbles?
Yes.
Well, he's back in town and he's looking for you.
I got you. Got you. No, that's not right. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bud.
Yes.
Didn't I see you and Tavo at HEB in the pineapple section?
No, never. I never knew that was a thing. Now that I know, though. Next, Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
This is Michael Irvin. I tell you why I was piling them rocks up, to smoke them.
Next, Blitzer, you're
smoke
up.
Smoke the rock. Just to run the rock.
E.
Yeah.
Hey, you found out the whole state of Oklahoma secret because they all suck.
The whole secret.
The pineapple?
Shut it down!
Wow.
Let's go home!
All right, not bad. Not bad.
God, I just fell for the banana in the tailpipe, didn't I?
He got you with the bubbles.
Yes, he did.
Bubbles is back in town.
I'm going to try that on somebody today.
We'll be back. I mean, we learned so much that hour. Bobby Burton was great, and pineapples.
Yes.
Isaiah taught us don't ever text him if you have an Android. It's so good. Hey, we'll be back. We roll on. Lot to do. The Wednesday edition. Get your more on this Simone Biles story. Did not compete again in the individual all-round events. Two back-to-back days now. Also, the latest on the move to the SEC. It's B&E with you, live, local, and digital. Streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
It's time to feel good again. However, for our neighbors facing hunger, that's a tall order. The Central Texas Food Bank is facing record demand at this time when increases in child care costs and energy bills stretch budgets and put kids and families at greater risk of hunger. Thanks to generous matching gifts, donations made this summer will have triple the impact and ensure families have access to food when their need is greatest. So do your part to help hungry families feel good again this summer. Make your donation today at centraltexasfoodbank.org. That's centraltexasfoodbank.org.
QC Kinetics, folks, Austin and Round Rock, and simple message here, folks, just stop. Stop living in chronic pain and just dealing with that chronic pain. I don't know why you would continue day by day to get up and know it's not if it's going to hurt in that affected area, or it's just how much today, how severe, how much can you mask it with the pain pills and maybe get a steroid injection. And wherever that chronic pain is, in any joint, like your knees or your hip, elbow, shoulder, certainly in your back with the sciatic nerve, our friends at QC Kinetics are helping people like you through the pain, without surgery, without drugs, with no downtime whatsoever. They're getting them through the pain. And I, again, don't understand if you are living that way, why you would want to continue without at least making the phone call, learning everything you can about our friends at QC Kinetics. 593-4303 is the phone number. It's 512-593-4303. And learn about these natural biologic treatments, the regenerative treatments that actually heal the affected area. They use your body's own healthy blood cells injected back into that area to promote healing and get you back and get through the pain so you come out the other side. And as we've said, so many folks here in Central Texas have gone through the treatments now, and their common thought now is, why did I wait so long? Why did I live with the pain for so long when these treatments of the future are now here and still relying on the old technology? Go see them at our friends at QC Kinetics or call them. Start the process. Learn more. 593-4303. They have an office in Round Rock, an office here in Austin, 593-4303 at QC Kinetics.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Leasing. I want to send a big thank you to all of our clients for sharing the reasons that they do business with Apple Leasing, and all of you that send in your awesome reviews. Since 1986, over 35 years, Apple Leasing has been helping Central Texas with the easiest way to lease a new or pre-owned vehicle. The beautiful thing about Apple's simple interest lease is that with one phone call to 512-346-9977, you can learn about which vehicles hold their value the very best and have the biggest rebates. Our job is to find you the vehicle that best fits your needs and your budget. As more and more of you have leased your cars, you're finding out about the challenges of ending your lease. No matter who you leased it from, Apple Leasing specializes in helping you out of your lease. Please call us at 346-9977 and we'll share the best options you have. So if you want to drive a new car or truck and only pay for the new half, call Apple Leasing at 512-346-9977 or click appleleasing.com.
One thing that endures is love, and that's why I go to Khaleesi Designs. They're the expert at fine-crafted jewelry, jewelry repair, and restorations. Make your special memories last years and years. Shop online at KhaleesiDesigns.com or call Steve at 512-916-9253. That's 512-916-9253. Today, love endures, and Khaleesi Designs, they're here for you. Khaleesi Designs.
Open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, 10 to 4 on Saturdays.
Pennant Chevrolet knows how stressful buying a new vehicle can be. And that's exactly why we provide a low-pressure, high-knowledge buying experience. We won't be standing over your shoulder when you want to crawl in the back and press all the buttons. But the moment you have a question, we'll be there with an answer. Whether it's about the stereo or the undercarriage, nothing is over our head. For a better experience, come find new roads at Hanna Chevrolet or HannaChevyAustin.com. People who like more money like Hanna Chevrolet.
I needed to sell my second vehicle in a hurry, so after getting it appraised at CarMax, my buddy told me I could get $500 more at Hanna. Sounded too good to be true, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't the easiest $500 I ever made.
Just present your written appraisal offer within 7 days, and you'll get $500 more guaranteed. Come get your money at HennaChevyAustin.com. Hanna Chevrolet, we'll always stand by you. Find new roads.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX FM and HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
This hour is brought to you by FVF Law Firm. FVF Law Firm, people first, attorney second. FVFLawFirm.com.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit VaquerosCafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
B&E with you. It is a Wednesday. That means we're dragging you up over the hump. It's going to be 97 degrees today. It's all right. We're watching events in Tokyo. We got men's volleyball here. These dudes can jump out of the gym, man. This is men's volleyball. Brazil and who are they playing? Can't really see that. Republic of China. Okay, China. But those dudes, we're talking some athletes, man. I know we get on Trey Elling for his sand volleyball acumen. But these dudes are...
He's a real amateur, though. He's just a chump.
These dudes are like 6'8", and they can fly above the rim. It's unbelievable to watch them.
I guarantee you, trailing is just barely getting above the net, just getting over the top of the net.
With his slams,
yeah, you
blocks.
Know, he's that guy who wears, I forget, dadgummit, what is it that the one that wears the armband in volleyball? My daughter played forever. I'm sorry, I don't know.
It's like
it.
The Libario or something? Or
yeah,
what
the Babetto or something, yeah, like that.
I think it's Libario.
LeBaron. What is it? What is it, kids?
It's Libario, or I'm saying that wrong, but it's close, right? Yeah, she's
something
the,
like that. She was,
kind of,
yeah,
the captain, right?
Yeah, kind of. You
who?
Know,
who?
The
someone will
Barbaretta
tell us.
Or whatever it is.
The Red Barchetta.
Something like that.
What's,
yeah,
what?
Trey is the guy who's gets way
volleyball
back.
Dad out there will let us know, because, yeah, his daughter probably was, whatever
I
that
know.
Is, and he'll spell it right.
Babetto or something like that. I
let
understand.
Us know in volleyball.
Yeah, that's what Trey is. Trey's the one who's in the back. They don't let him get near the net. He's not the one who...
I thought he was Maverick.
No, he's Goose. He does the diving.
It's not the Bolero. Stop
it's
with that.
It's not the Bolero either. It's, yeah, Trey's not the guy at the net. He's not the big... tall dude that spikes it into your face. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
There it is, Libero, L-A-B-E-R-O.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Trey's the guy who does the diving for the ones that he really can't get to, but he dives anyway. The ball that's out at least 5 yards away, but he's going to give it that fake effort like, damn, you were close. No, you were never damn close at all. That's Trey. And then he gets up, and he's got all that sand on his chest. And then Goose comes over and wipes the sand off of his chest. That is so cool.
So he's the try really hard guy?
Because I'll pay for that later on. He is. That's what Trey is. He's the try really hard guy. Like that picture of that young lady right there, E, where there's no ball in sight, but she's about to hit the ground. That ball is 20 yards past her, but try hard anyway. That's Trey. The try hard guy.
Got sand on me.
Look at
got
the
my
sand.
Uniform dirty.
Look at the sand on my chest. Hey.
Dirt bag.
Hey, come over here. Please, Maverick.
I will say to
take this
point,
off my chest.
I did spend a little bit of time in Chicago on the Oak Street Beach where Trey Elling fancies himself the libero. Quite
that's
the volleyball.
Where you play pickup.
That is. They're all over the place.
The streets of New York, they're playing pickup games of 3-on-3, and there's Trey in Chicago at the beach.
At the Oak Street Beach, yeah. And then if you go up a little further to the Lincoln Park, they've
there's
got
a different kind of volleyball
everywhere.
There.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the cool thing about Chicago. You can ride your bike all over the place and go to those parks and play some volleyball, go from court to court. Yeah, man.
I don't know. I can still see Trey diving for balls that aren't even close. You almost had that one.
And
not
here,
really,
here
dude.
From the NCAA.com website. This is the libero. Libero can often be thought of as an extension of the defensive specialist.
That's Trey.
The rules of the libero. So, sounds like a bad movie. That
I wish we had
rules of the libero.
If we only had, like, you know, Mr. Potato Head, if we only had, like, a dress-up Trey and put, like, the uniform, the volleyball uniform on him, with the knee pads, the whole works.
What is the uniform? It's just like a swimsuit, right?
No,
you take
but,
your shirt off. That's why that show's called Shirts and Skins, because Trey likes to pull his shirt off and play volleyball.
But some of them had like little knee pads on. You know what I mean? Some elbow pads. You don't want to hit your bad elbow. You don't want to have farmer's elbow or whatever you get from slamming it into the sand.
Farmer's elbow.
You can get a lot of stuff from all that stuff.
You can get stuff.
You can.
You can.
You can get sand in your crack. I know that. I hate that. That's why I hate the beach.
Yeah, well,
I don't like
Oak Street Beach.
It is
a fine white sand that they've imported in. It's beautiful. It's very comfortable. You can lay on it and sit on it, and it gets hot. But Oak Street Beach.
Okay, stop with your stuff about Trey, please.
Yeah, we started that. I apologize. Because I'm watching men's volleyball right now, and these dudes are really good. I don't know if they have a libero, but they're playing well.
I gotta just think of all the sports that are at the summer games that you can just go ahead and bypass, that you just don't, once it's on, you flip it real quick.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Besides soccer. I mean,
I think there's becoming too many sports. Synchronized diving. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Hey, watch it. I don't know about the diving.
Synchronized swimming.
But that's the one you got to watch. Come on. Holding that with having that little diaper pin, having that pin on your nose, and doing with that is hard.
Oh, it's very hard. I mean, it's an Olympic sport. They're all very hard.
Yeah.
They're all very difficult. And
I can do without that one. Yes.
Yeah, there's several. Yeah.
I do like the high dives and all that stuff in the Olympics.
You
going to
watch
the
golf?
No, I'd rather watch the PGA Tour.
Well, somebody's going to win a gold medal. Justin Rose was the winner in 16 in Rio.
Yeah, he hasn't been the same since that win.
Hey, gold medal's a gold medal. All right, obviously we've talked about the Simone Biles conversation. It's been a passionate one for sure. My opinion is, let me say it this way for Simone Biles. If someone of that level of accomplishment, who has dealt with pressure, dealt with all of it, actually can't go, I have to give her, it would be like, you know, if Tiger Woods all of a sudden said, I can't go. I mean, she's the Tiger Woods of that sport, so I have to give her the benefit of the doubt that in her own mind, she knows her body, she knows where she's at, and she couldn't go. And now I've read several. Michaela Maroney, who was a gold medal winning gymnast, had an interesting comment. She says, body glitches and mental blocks are the worst fear of every gymnast. She said, I've had a lot of fear with mental blocks. They are miserable. They're a gymnast's worst nightmare. They can end your career, and they've ended many careers. And I guess the comparison you could make it to is kind of like the yips in golf, right? If you just lose it and you can't trust yourself, which is something that Simone Biles said to her coach after her first vault yesterday, that you can see, right, if you get the in the sport of gymnastics and just remove that and say, you know, when Chuck Knobloch couldn't throw the ball to first base, you know, if you actually lose that and you can't explain why, you're going to say it's a mental issue, right? You're going to say it's a mental block, and it's going to come off as sounding corny. But again, this lady has accomplished unbelievable things in her career. And so for this to crop up, I think it's too simplistic to just say, well, she didn't want to go today. I don't know. She's worked 5 years to get to this point, and this is the climax of a lot of work and time, and I guess I have to give her the benefit of the doubt that something's going on that I can't understand. But at the same time, I understand there's arguments on the other side too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue about that anymore. I'm done with my argument about team and all that. And you know, Tiger plays for Tiger. Tiger doesn't play for a team.
Well, and these are mostly individual athletes, right? They compete for the. And
they have individual things that they compete in, and she's the greatest at all.
95% of the time, it's an individual sport, but in this, you compete with your team in the team competition. And, you know, but she didn't compete individually either. She's dropped out of that today. You know, she's not competing for the individual all round. She cites the same exact reason. And
sure.
I guess that puts it in perspective for me in a different way that if indeed you've lost the edge, like before. You can't even explain why. She said yesterday, I was shaking. I had never felt like this before. And then, you know, she couldn't do her first vault, which actually counted, was bad. I mean, it was the lowest rated vault of anybody's, and her practice vault before it was even worse. So I guess
that's a bad day, isn't it?
Real bad.
Yeah.
And that's why I've said that I think the question becomes, why did she has to try to evaluate.